If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, coming to you from San Francisco's own Sports Byline USA, the first nationally syndicated sports talk radio network. My name is Rick Tittle. How you doing? And yes, normally the other 6 days and 23 hours we do talk sports. This is the 1 hour all week that we devote to video games. I've been doing this show a long time, and I'd like you to be a participant. This is your first time here. We talk video games, not just sports video games, but all video games. And we'll do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Remember one time somebody said, you do a radio show about video games? I'm like, yeah. They go, but they can't see the games. I'm like, that's true for every radio show of every topic and genre. They're like, what? If you're doing a baseball game, they can't see the game. Ooh. Yes. They can't see the food. 1-800-878-PLAY. The way it works here, we'll talk about what's new this week, what's going on. In fact, the new games, I will get to that. I'm probably around 45 after. What's new on the shelves? 40 after is when I give away a brand new game each and every week. And you win that by just emailing me at rick@sportsbyline.com with a second correct answer. And you can sue Rick at sportsbyline.com for the cheat code, which I do at the end of the show as well. Big shout out to our troops listening both home and abroad on AFN. I'm a FAN of the American Forces Network, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We are on SBNationLive.com. And SiriusXM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to have you listening that way as well. So as it looks right now, we only have about 51 more minutes to talk video games. So all my unpaid correspondents out there, what's good? What is worth our money? And what's not? What should we steer away from, y'all? Let's talk about it. I'm Rick Tittle. We got an hour to talk video games on the Video Game Review. So come on back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
The Video Game Review.
All over the North American continent, into Mexico, El País Amigo, and Canada. How about that NHL draft, eh? Not too bad. My San Jose Sharks drafted a couple of Americans in the first round, eh? All right, we're talking some video games. Now, here's the thing. What's the thing, Rick, I asked myself? Well, over the years I've been doing this show, I like to get video games backs. Or back. I don't know if it's plural or not. Video games back. when there's an article talking about how kids who play video games get better grades, true story. Kids who play video games are better socially, true story. Overwhelming empirical evidence on these things. Not everybody, but most. And over the years, though, when somebody tries to blame video games for the ills of society or violence, what have you, things like that, I always like to point out that there have been multiple studies done in the UK and in the United States and in Canada saying that kids who play violent video games are less prone to violence. And if you want to say it's because it's a cathartic thing, maybe so. Maybe if you mow down a lot of people in a game, you don't feel like doing that in real life. You know, it's just, you don't have to be a clinical psychologist to sort of make that correlation. But then again, maybe not. As I said, there's empirical evidence on this, but we've seen it happen time and time again. You know, the horrifying shooting in Uvalde and Ted Cruz of Texas said that it was video games' fault. You know, it's just like anything. It used to be movies, would get blamed. It's R-rated movies. And then, like, when my parents were younger, it would be rock and roll is evil. That's what's the major problem is rock and roll. Well, I bring it up today because a guy who's actually younger than me, the president of France, Emmanuel Macron. Damn, Tittle, how old are you? But there's been a lot, I don't know if you've noticed, in Paris, there have been a lot of riots. Because in Nanterre, which is a suburb, police shot and killed, it was a horrible, tragic story, a 17-year-old just known as Nahel. And he attempted to drive away from a traffic stop, and so a cop shot him, killed him. And we've seen these types of tragedies in America and the response, and people are outraged. And so the widespread outrage, feeling the existing, calls for greater police accountability. And then he was of Algerian descent. So there's the ethnic heritage race issue as well, but I'm not going to get into that. As I said, it's a tragedy. It's really horrible. But the riots, of course, have been going on and on and spreading. And so the French president, Emmanuel Macron, comment allez-vous? He said parents should keep all of their teens at home during the protest. And he said this. No, here it is in English. We sometimes have the feeling that some of them are living out in the streets the video games that have intoxicated them. He also pointed out that the demonstrators were mostly very young, and he blamed the parents for not keeping the kids at home. So, on the one hand, yes, parents do need accountability, but to say that a video game has intoxicated them to carry these things out. I mean, man's greatest inhumanity to man was in the last 100 years. You don't have to go back to Genghis Khan. It was in the last 80 years, really. There are no video games making people drunk with rage and bloodlust and violence and confrontation. But claims that video games encourage real life violence have gone back to the 70s. It's just such an easy scapegoat. There is not one scientific paper that proves that violence in video games leads to real world violence. And as I said, that was an easy thing for Ted Cruz to throw out there. And to me, when you say stuff like that, you're ignorant. And I had a little bit more, I don't know, because he's young and, you know, a progressive. I wasn't expecting that out of a guy like Emmanuel Macron, who's in his 40s. I sort of expected that out of somebody a little bit more stodgy. I mean, Macron has been so supportive of the gaming industry and esports. And last year, it's so hilarious, Macron himself called France the country for video games. What did he mean by that? He just talked about the culture and the aspect of some companies like Eidos and Ubisoft and some others. Ubisoft. And Macron indicated that the French government will not be pushing for new policies. In other words, some sort of draconian, like they do in Red China, about monitoring what you do and how many hours you do it. But he did say social media played a considerable role in promoting violence. And he specifically called out Snapchat and TikTok. He said those were being used to coordinate unrest and encourage copycat violence. Well, now that's another thing. If you see people organizing on Facebook, you know, it's like those criminals who tried to overthrow the government bringing Confederate flags into the nation's capital, the antithesis of a patriot. They were using Facebook, but I really don't give a darn about social media one way or the other, and about sensitive content. And then, you know, social media is going to go ahead and start editing and censoring and blocking. You know, what is offensive to you might not be offensive to me, but, you know, it's basically whatever Twitter as a collective thinks is offensive. And it's wide ranging for sure. But as I said, video games, it's shocking after all these things that he has said that he throws that out there. Now, if that's his opinion, he's entitled to it. But if he's got some government stooges wearing a monocle and a lab coat saying, yes, we have done extensive testing and these children are intoxicated. Do you know why people play video games so much? Because they rule. Not all of them, but most of them, if we're going to put that much time into them, it's because they're awesome. You know, it would be like going to Juilliard and saying, all you people here learning the viola, you're intoxicated by that instrument. Like, yeah, I love it. It's fun. So it's just, once again, a politician is blaming video games for violence. And this time it's a guy who's a progressive, who likes esports, who says his country is the place for video games, and is only in his 40s, and I'm a bit surprised. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Video Game Review.
All right, hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I will be giving away a brand new game with a very easy question, and then the second correct answer at my email address, rick@sportsbyline, will win the game. What game is it? You're going to have to check me out here in about 14 minutes. Here in Northern California, I'm in DeBay, but about an hour north of me is Sactown. And there's a 35-year-old video game store there called Dave's Retro Games. And I bring it up because he's selling the store, its entire stock, and even the 15-foot-tall Mario blow-up out front for $1 million. You can find it listed on Craigslist. And the guy who owns it, Dave Smith, I said it's called Dave's Retro Games. He started selling video games in the 80s at flea markets in Roseville, California. And he was making so much money selling video games on the weekend that he did his normal job. And then he quit his normal job and he opened his own store. So for the last 35 years, the place has become a local favorite due to its huge selection of games. And Dave just wants to retire. And so he put an ad on Craigslist on June 25th that said, video game store, 35 years, 20,000 games, $1 million. So yes, all the games, consoles, accessories, and more than anyone who would want $1 million to spend it on. But what do you get? Well, in the ad, Smith pitches any potential buyers with the idea that the store could be handed over to a, quote, gamer child over 21 that won't leave the house. And it said it's a small price to pay to get him or her to leave. Man, what's up, President Macron? The ad says it's $1.5 million if your name is Elon Musk. It's actually kind of funny. But you get the store and all the stuff in it, as I said. And Smith says that he has so many video games in his garage, there's no room for his car. And so I just thought I'd throw that in there just in case you were thinking about buying a video game store. There's this great video game store in the East Village. I wish I could remember what street it was on. But when I was in the East Village in Manhattan, I was staying on St. Mark's and First. And I swear, maybe it was on 14th. 14th and 2nd, something like that. But there was this great vintage video game store that had all the, you know, I had Pong when it came out. I know, I'm kind of old. Older than Macron, I guess I said that. But it had all this vintage stuff. And I'm like, oh, wow, it's so cool. It's so nostalgic. The only thing wrong with that store in the East Village was that they were asking obscene prices. You know, I have so many, like, NES cartridges, and they're like, oh, if you want this thing, this is $75. Like, what? Can I get on that on eBay for 50 cents? I know. But how about this? Now, this goes into when you think about what stuff is worth. Magic the Gathering, which of course is a fantasy-themed collectible card game from Wizards of the Coast, who've been on this show before, talked about video game version, but they recently launched an official Lord of the Rings expansion. And in the midst of printing those millions of cards, the Frodos and the Saurons and the Aragorns and all the rest, the publisher included a special one-of-a-kind card depicting, of course, the tempting treasure that caused all the trouble, the One Ring itself. And I bring it up, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, because the card has been found. And the news came out Friday, and there was a link to the card's certification, and the card, which was illustrated by Veli Nyström, he's in Finland, it received a Mint 9 grading, basically virtually perfect, and says, one ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them. J.R.R. Tolkien. They said, we are thrilled to hear of a new ring bearer in position of serialized one of one, the One Ring. This journey is finished, but the adventure with hashtag MTG times LOTR continues. Magic the Gathering and Lord of the Rings. And according to the Wall Street Journal, if there's money, the Wall Street Journal's getting in. The person who owns it wants to remain anonymous, you think? And it was 2 weeks ago that these cards were released worldwide. And bounties for the card have reached well into the seven figures. There's a Spanish gaming store called Gremio de Grones that was offering U.S. equivalent of, wait for it, $2.1 million. And if that person takes it up, that will be the most expensive Magic card ever. The other one so far is a Black Lotus card, which sold upwards of $500,000. But here's the thing, supply and demand. And if you make an exclusivity of that, I mean, the card, I'm looking at it, it looks fine. It's a nice little card, whatever. But, you know, what if you got, it always used to bug me when I was a kid, like football or baseball cards to get doubles in the same pack. There was zero accountability back in the day that you could get that. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Also want to bring up before we go to a break, something about Diablo 4. And I've been playing it, and we gave it away on the show. It is a very fun game, top-down RTS. And, of course, this franchise started in the 90s, still going. But there's something that was made aware to me that I didn't know. Now, some of the bosses in Diablo 4 are very hard to beat, let's just say. And there are some players who will employ some unorthodox tactics to win these matches. And so you might enlist the help of some friends in co-op mode. And then you explore the world together. And it's pretty robust what they have. Co-op players can quest and loot and trade together and, you know, building up characters that complement each other, which is pretty cool. But there are some difficulties in it, but there was a guy online, a Redditor by the name of That Suits Guy, and he says that players can die to a boss if their co-op partner skips a cutscene. So it's a good idea to discuss cutscenes with your co-op partner before taking on the game together and decide beforehand whether to skip the cutscenes or not. If it happens that one skips a cutscene for whatever reason, being in a Discord server together and alerting one's co-op partner immediately might save them from dying. But if your partner skips the cutscene, you'll get a message that says, "You have died." And to make matters worse, there is a game-breaking bug associated with a certain Diablo 4 side quest that will prevent players from completing it if one of the players dies while fighting a boss. That's Shirok, the Firstborn. And he serves as the final challenge of the Call of the Ancients quest line. And while the objective will be cleared once he's taken down, even if the co-op partner is dead, the next objective doesn't appear. And then you're forced to wait for the quest to restart. So exiting or resetting doesn't help. So it might be best to avoid taking on this quest with friends until Blizzard fixes that issue. It's unknown when that's even going to get patched. But perhaps with the issue of players getting killed when their co-op partner skip cutscenes can be resolved in a patch. We'll see if that's going to happen or not. But the other thing is, that would be me, because I hate cinematics or cutscenes, whatever you want to call them. Well, I shouldn't say I hate them. I just said we should have the option of getting through them. And there are so many games that at least the first time they came up, they're like, no, you're sitting through this. We spent 6 months on this cutscene, and we paid Liam Neeson to voice it. So, yeah, you're going to watch. I am? Yes. You're definitely, going to watch this. And it's like, oh, man, come on. But it's just, yeah, it is a monumental pain. What can I say? So just a little warning there from that Suits guy, that if somebody's like, yeah, I'll just play it, then you die in Diablo 4. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'll give away the brand new game, tell you what's new on shelves as well. So this is Rick Tittle, and this is also the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's 40 after the hour. This is the customary time where I give away a brand new game, and this show's no different. I'm Rick Tittle, by the way. How are you? It's the Video Game Review. The game is called Incessant, and it is published by Surge Games. And this is for your phone, the iOS and the Android. But it's also for the Xbox Series X and S, the PC, and the Switch. I have it here for the PC. Incessant from Surge Games. And it says that even though it's released, that rating is pending. And so it could be that it's completely unrated. I mean, why wouldn't it be, right? So my question is this a game that will, is this a game that you can play on your phone, or is this a game that you can't play on your phone? I think that's what I was trying to get it for. And just let me know, Rick, at sportsbyline.com. And let me give you a blurb. Incessant is an action game developed by Surge Games. Get ready to dive into the thrilling world of Incessant. This action-packed game is brought to you by the creative minds at Surge Games, who are also releasing anticipated titles like The Annihilation and Sinister Spies simultaneously. Anticipation is growing, fans eager to know more about the storyline, as am I. I think this is the first time I've given away a game in, what, like almost 20 years where I don't really know what the game's about, but I do have the box art, and it's kind of a badass-looking, skeleton-looking dude. But you'll find out on the PC if you can tell me, is this a game that you can play on your phones as well? Just a simple yes or no answer. Rick, how would I know? Because I just told you. 1-800-878-PLAY. All right. You can now play a Game Boy version of Halo Combat Evolved as well, which I think is pretty cool. There's an indie studio called Crusader Games that has decided to make a Game Boy-like version of Halo Combat Evolved. Instead of calling it Halo Combat Evolved, they have decided to have fun with it and call it Halo Combat Devolved. And it was made with software called GB Studio. And the official website describes the software as a quick and easy way to drag and drop retrogram creator from your favorite handheld video game system. And Devolve can be played on a Game Boy Color, analog, or straight to a web browser. Now you got to go to the website to play this unofficial version of Halo. And a message from the developers can be found on the website. It says, as a longtime fan of Halo Combat Evolved, I'm creating a faithful demake for the Game Boy Color using GB Studio. And so you also have the option to download the ROM or a dot pocket file if you want to play it on some other hardware as well. But the gameplay itself is pretty impressive. You start a game, it loads, opens up with a pixelated version of the old Master Chief, and it jumps right into gameplay. And it kind of looks like Link's Awakening. Instead of using the Master Sword, you're using a gun. On top of that, you got an awesome 8-bit version of the original Halo songs playing in the background as well. So that's not exactly Gary's mod. I don't think people would be super PO'd about that, but I like it. Why not? Speaking of that, a new NFL video game has been announced, and it will launch a few weeks after Madden. It's going to be starring Colin Kaepernick and hundreds of active players, and it's called Wild Card Football. It's very cartoony, I will tell you that. And like, what looks weird is it's got Kaepernick on it, and he's wearing shorts, and he has a tank top over shoulder pads. Huh? So if you want to know who's in it that's active, Nick Chubb, TJ Watt, Aaron Donald, and Wildcard Football is in everything but name a football analog to Saber Interactive's NBA Playgrounds and NFL Battlegrounds, and it's even billed as being part of the Playground Sports franchise, making it the third sports entertainment brand to get the arcade treatment from Saber. And Wildcard Football takes advantage of a licensing deal from the Players Association, but not the league. So that's why you can use real team names, but no logos. Still, the game boasts hundreds of real NFL players, and you can put them on your own roster. Also, Joey Bosa, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and a guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes. You may have heard of him. He's in there. So the team jerseys and logos will be customizable. The playbooks will be as well. And games will be played in teams of seven on seven, passing league. And players will be able to activate wild cards. So not like wild cards as we would know for football, but more like with cards. But it's in-game power-ups that will alter gameplay and provide cartoonish boasts like summoning walls or invisibility. There's also one where you can call in all these flying saucers to stop a team on offense. I'm not kidding. It'll be a single player mode, local multiplayer, online multiplayer, cross play as well. And that's really, I mean, that used to be a huge thing. The first Call of Duty was cross platform. But you can play it on any of the PlayStations, Xboxes, Switch, PC, all that. And being a part of the Playground Sports franchise, it's interesting to see 2K is not attached, as it previously published the sequel to NBA Playgrounds, even tweaking the name to NBA 2K Playgrounds 2. But a representative for the game told GameSpot that Saber owns the Playground Sports series, and 2K's involvement with past games in the series was merely a publishing agreement, not a change of IP ownership. But it comes at a time when 2K is presumably still working on its own arcade football game, which it announced in March of 2020. We haven't heard a thing about that game in over 2 years, and in that time, Saber was acquired by Embracer Group. They were embraced officially. And so I don't know, Saber and 2K, what the clarity with these parties making separate arcade games, or maybe 2K just dropped off the project that has become this game. But we do know that it will kick off on October 10th. And when you, there's like a minute little trailer, and as I said, everybody's wearing tank tops over shoulder pads, which I find jarring. I don't like it. I know it's supposed to be cool, and there's like a football field right in the middle of a street, it looks like in Brooklyn, you know, with the architecture all around. But I mean, it does look fun. But as someone who has watched football forever and played college football and coached as I have, I just, you know, you don't have to have played to be find it jarring. One of my favorite power-ups, though, they do show Colin Kaepernick turning into a giant. But this is also something. This is a guy who's been blackballed out of the league a long time. But they show him scoring a touchdown, taking off his helmet, and then having like a giant fro pop out, kind of 70s style. So I'm sure a lot of people, you know, Colin Kaepernick can be a, I don't care. He can do whatever he wants. But for some people, they don't like him. And then some people really like him. So it is, you know, I'm sure that the suits said, well, do we want to put them in? What if people, you know, there's gonna be a lot of people who aren't gonna like gonna boycott the game, and they're like, eh, just put them in. It's just a video game. Just throw them in. And one more thing before we get to the new releases, it has been reported by Video Games Chronicle that the new Indiana Jones game is gonna be only on Xbox. This will be an exclusive. And remember, Microsoft's case against the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is trying to block the acquisition of Activision Blizzard going in there. But right before Bethesda was acquired by Microsoft, the company signed a deal with Disney to produce the game for multiple consoles. And yet, it's just going to be on Xbox. Now, of course, that's Microsoft, which means it's going to be on PC too. But, you know, Pete Hines of Bethesda, who's been on the show, he said that in court, ever since the acquisition, the company now makes decisions about exclusivity on a case-by-case business. It's been pointed out by multiple outlets that Bethesda made sure to honor the prior exclusive agreements with both Ghostwire Tokyo and Deathloop, as both are PlayStation games now. But with the recent release of Redfall, was solidified as an Xbox-only title. So whatever the reasoning is, this is the report, and that stinks. I don't like the exclusivity stuff. All right, let's talk about the new games coming out this week. We have an early game tomorrow, Tales from Altaria. It's a PC RPG. It looks like little dogs. Tuesday will be, of course, our nation's birthday. American Hero Unrated Edition for the PC, Adventure, FMV Video. Garlic, a platformer, and this will be on all the big boy systems except PC. Synapse is a shooter for the PS5. Gimmick, special edition. This is a platformer, and this is on the PC, the One, the Switch, and the 4. Guilt, with a Y, an adventure game for the PC. Necrosmith, strategy game, Switch, 5, and PC. New Heights, realistic climbing and bouldering. This is a simulation sports game for the PC, and yes, it does look pretty realistic and gnarly there. Scarf, an adventure platformer on the Xbox Series X and S, the One on the PS4. The Past Within, an adventure puzzle game on the Switch. Lego Duplo World, educational game for the PC. Slay the Spire, a battle card roguelite on the Mac. They did the Mac. They did the Monster Mac. Swords and Bones 2, action-adventure indie RPG on the Switch. Tad, the Lost Explorer, Craziest and Madness Edition, action platformer on the Switch. The Legend of Heroes, Trails into Reverie. This is an RPG for the PC, the Switch, the 4, and the 5. Rain World Downpour, an adventure DLC expansion as well. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break. We'll come back with the cheat code and send your requests, as always, to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game
Thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Somebody asked me this cheat years and years ago, and usually I don't like to repeat, but I got a pretty emphatic message from Ryan, who wants to know the Age of Empires 2 Shelby Cobra cheat. Now, what it's the sort of cheat command, and how do you turn this on? And what it is in Age of Empires 2, and this goes way back, but you can basically spawn a Shelby Cobra sports car, and it serves to function really as one of the better siege weapons in the game. And you can spawn a whole lot of them and assault a desert stronghold with a small army of sports cars. And it's just nothing beats turning that in to make sure that you can get that to happen. But it's just what you do is you type in, how do you turn this on? That's actually what you type. And it's all lowercase. And there are spaces between the words. How do you turn this on? and you'll get the Cobra Age of Empires 2. Thanks for the email. You can email me throughout the week, rick@sportsbyline.com, and we'll be back next week with another live edition of the Video Game Review.